my God! What do I do?
Karen, give me an X-ray to the boat and target all the strongest points! Quick grenade! Clear whip! Go!
Great job, Peter. You're 98% successful.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
When's the last time you got off that thing?
So the real question is that your tank top?
Is that your go out at night top?
No, it's me laying down, like falling asleep, forgetting that to be on here, and I was like, "Oh
this
shit,
motherfucker!" And he like was like,
"You know what? Considered texting him earlier because I was like, dude, that motherfucker is gonna do the same thing he did last time, where he's gonna be like, yep, totally forgot I was doing this thing I literally talked about less than 12 hours ago.'
He's
but
he's gonna pull a fucking minor and be like, oh man, I totally forgot I ain't gonna be able to make it tonight.' Snapchat at the club. Fucking yep.
Would not have been surprised.
I'm here.
Well, hello. And welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Homer.
And I'm David.
And David's here. Totally by choice. He was here on time and knew he was coming on right at this moment, too. Woo! Yeah. Woohoo! So, we're just going to jump right into the meat of this. We weren't here last week, which wasn't a big deal because nobody was here last week because it was a fucking holiday. So, we have all seen El Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes.
All right, Homer. As soon as you got on, you're all, hey, no pleasantries. What'd you think of the movie? I was like, whoa, pump the brakes, bro.
I had
to compliment your beard first, and then we talked about your mustache or lack thereof. I understand the pain for sure. So I'm pretty sure Homer's busting at the seams right now. Right, meow. Homer, what'd you think of it? What'd you think of the new Transformers movie?
Transformers.
Gotcha. Nobody cares. What do you think of Spider-Man?
I'm like so depressed so fast. I was like, I thought it was awesome. I had some people that I've talked to, they were like, oh, I was waiting for an origin story. And I was like, it was an origin story. He said it. He
was first of all, who's waiting for an origin story? This is the sixth Spider-Man movie in like 15 years. Like, are you kidding me? We do not need another origin story.
And they did it so well when he was telling his friend. Like, he was like, how did it happen? I got bit by a spider. The spider's dead, by the way. Continue with the movie. Like, we know what happened.
That was even more than we needed. That was perfect.
It was awesome. Like,
sorry. Please, proceed.
I don't know, dude. Everything I liked about it, you know, especially his suit kind of being way too high-tech. I feel like some people might backlash about that. But Tony Stark did make it, so, you know.
Well, okay, now I feel conflicted. Are you the one of the people giving backlash on the over-teched suit?
No, not really. At first I was, but then I was kind of like, okay. And then when they fully unlocked it later on, I was that might be over-tech for Spider-Man. You know, where he was under, like, the baby monitoring and, like, everything was locked. At first I was like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of passable. All that tech, you know, whatever tech he had. And then once they unlocked it, I was like, that's too much. Like, he shouldn't have that much power in that damn thing.
But it was good because they integrated it in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm going to have to wholeheartedly disagree with everything you just said. I love the amount of tech that in his suit. Karen was one of my favorite characters in the whole movie.
Even though she was in it for like 5 minutes.
I love the suit. Dude, it was like having a video game live on the screen when he was doing all the different web combinations. Like, how else would he figure all that shit out? Like, that was totally awesome. It was already set up like that act of it.
Yeah, and I guess that's why Karen was there to fully help him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, Karen was awesome. I loved Karen. All right. So let's go through this. What'd you think of it, the high school aspect of it? Because I fucking loved that it was a coming of age story. I loved, and dude, there's going to be spoilers. I don't care. I'm not holding back with this because I was expecting this movie to be good. And I walked out feeling great about it. I was really surprised. I loved that it's set in high school. I was kind of on the fence about this. I was like, everybody was so stoked after Civil War. I feel like Tom Holland has now proven himself as the high school Spider-Man, and I love it. I loved that he just like could not catch a fucking break throughout the whole movie. I'm stopping bad guys, but then I burned down my favorite sandwich shop. But don't worry, I saved the dude, but then the bad guys got away. Like, dude, it's like a typical high schooler's life.
Just, he was still learning, dude.
Plus spider powers. Like, I loved it, man. I totally got the John Hughes vibe they were trying to go with this. Him trying to figure it out and just debating, you know, oh, maybe I should go into this party dressed as Spider-Man, and him hanging out with his friend. I loved every aspect of the character of Spider-Man, his friends, his interactions.
I like how they changed Flash Thompson.
I liked that change. I like that he is, I mean, because they're at a fucking technical school. So really, there shouldn't be a ton of jobs.
He's like
there.
A nerdy bully. Like, that's how he was. He was the bully.
He's just like the rich kid that everybody's friends with because he can DJ at your party and take you to the homecoming dance in a sweet ride. Not because anybody likes him. I mean, come on. The only problem I had with this Flash was, do kids really still pop their collars? Is that still a thing?
Maybe on the rich side.
Is 3-6 Mafia making a comeback that I'm unaware of?
He popped his collars, and not only did he pop it, they were the old school, like, 80s or 90s double collar pop, where dude, it looked like two polos. Like,
dude, all he needed was some, like, puka shells over and some flip-flops, and he would have fit right into an early 2000s fucking teen romance movie, man. That's the only thing I didn't care for. I like that actor. I didn't think he was that great in this movie. I like the change, but I thought that he just kind of overacted. He's in this other movie called Dope, and if he was more like that character as opposed to the over-the-top character he was in this, I think it would have been a little better. But that's like fucking nitpicking. Super nitpicking.
Yeah.
I already told you what my problem with the movie was. I mean, at least at the beginning. I thought the friend was so fucking annoying.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're ridiculous. Homer, did you think the friend was annoying?
I thought he was the bestie? Like I said, in the beginning of the movie, when I actually started liking him, it's when they were at the hotel room when they were going to the decathlon.
The chair guy?
The chubby Pacific Islander kid. Dude, like, he was so fucking annoying in the beginning of the movie. Other than that, I grew to like him.
I didn't think he was annoying at all. Like,
dude, he was hysterical.
Friend, that's all he took away.
Dude, I wish Philip was on the chat right now so that I could relay this message to him. Like, one of my favorite scenes in that movie was when he wore that hat. He wore the hat. He was like, it gives me confidence. And I was like, you know what, bro? I got a hat that I wear, too, because it gives me confidence. I feel you.
You do you, bro. Do you.
Exactly. I love that character. Well, dude, imagine, if you're in high school, if you're a freshman in high school and your best friend's fucking Spider-Man, you wouldn't ask him 10 gazillion questions?
No, I get it. Like, I understand. Like I said, I liked him towards the end of the movie. It's just at the beginning, I thought he was so fucking annoying. And then obviously, and then the other thing, again, I love the movie. I thought it was amazing. I mean, it fits right into the whole MCU. It felt like it was a full-on Marvel Studios movie and not Sony, because Sony makes pretty terrible movies sometimes. The one thing that I kind
sometimes.
Of
sometimes terrible yeah. Sony, dude, you can't like rag Sony too hard because Sony's made some good movies too.
Oh, absolutely.
Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man, the first one.
I like them all, but I'm easy when it comes to movies. But the one thing I after reflecting and thinking about the movie after I saw it, it's just like so obvious. How did like everyone not know that he was Spider-Man? Because he goes to the decathlon, right? Or the other trip, and he's missing for the entire trip, and then, you know, Spider-Man saves them, and oh, Peter's not there. Oh, but you know what? Peter wasn't around, but he saw it. He saw it after he's been gone the whole time. Like, where the fuck were you, Peter? And that happened like 3 times throughout the entire movie. You know, he was gone. Obviously, you know, he was always having to go fight the fucking Vulture and all the fucking the other guys.
I'll give you the decathlon one because, I mean, like, How did they make it to the cops? Like, no, the cops would have been called. The teacher would have been fucking sweating bullets. He literally lost the student. Like, he didn't know he wasn't on the bus. I'll give you that one for sure. But the other one, what are you talking about? Like, when he was at the party and then he had to go fight and went and fight the dudes?
Well, that was the first one. Because, that was the first one. That one wasn't as obvious. But
yeah, but his homeboy calls him and says, hey, you better not come because that dumbass flash on the DJ set saying Penis Parker because it's the worst fucking joke ever. Yeah. Let's talk about annoying. That was an annoying joke.
It's oh, a really? Joke.
This is almost as bad as Tony's. Oh, man. Oh, buddy.
No, man, that was good. Proud. I love the all the Easter eggs. And I didn't think I knew Tony Stark, you know, Robert Downey Jr. was going to be in the movie, but I didn't think he was going to be – I mean, he wasn't even in it that much, but I didn't think he was going to be in it as much as he was. I didn't think there was going to be that much connection to the MCU.
I'm sorry. Have you not seen a trailer or a poster for this movie?
Yes,
because
yes.
Iron Man kind of overpowers all the marketing material for this. I was actually very relieved how little he was in this movie. We're on top. We're on three totally different wavelengths with this movie. We're all, it was good.
No,
y'all are complaining like, about the worst things.
I liked how it was connected directly to like Tony Stark's damage control, you know, and how you know, at the very end, that's what the Vulture was trying to steal from Tony Stark and had all that shit in the plane. And oh, it was pretty creative.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Vulture, not that bad of a guy. Can't say I wouldn't do the same in his scenario. I got kids; they gotta eat. Just saying. Yeah. And if Tony Stank stole my job from me with damage control coming in, he had just bought trucks. Trucks. Do you know how much trucks cost? They live in fucking New York City. Are you for real?
Nobody buys trucks anywhere to begin with.
In New York City, nonetheless. I mean, like, we get a great deal on trucks in Texas, but they're made fucking down the street.
I really liked the Shocker. How, you know, the first guy was like, oh, I'm the Shocker. And then he kills him. He's all, yes. You're the Shocker now. That was,
yes.
That was fucking cool, man.
I love that. Shocker has always been one of my favorite villains in Spider-Man. And it's like one of the first times I realized that what like a B or C level villain was, like especially in the animated series or in the comic, like he's not a main threat, but he's a recurring threat. And I love that they like literally fucking one, siphoned him off to the next guy. And two, he was just a kind of side character. He wasn't overpowering. He wasn't like, I'm fighting two villains. No, you're still just fighting the Falcon. You just got to beat this guy to get to the big boss guy. Exactly. That's exactly how it felt. I loved it. And I love that little Shocker thing. Pow! I was like, that's a dude fucking just a one punch.
You know what was kind of cool? What was really cool for me, not cool, but surprising, because I thought she wasn't going to be a part of the cinematic universe anymore. Seeing Gwyneth Paltrow at the end of the movie, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Caught me off guard. I thought the reveal of the Iron Spider suit at the end caught me totally off guard. It like confused my son. And that's his favorite Spider-Man. He always wants to be Iron Spider. And he was all, looking at it, just like kind of in confusion. I was like, that's the Iron Spider suit, son. And he was like, and then, you know, because he's only 7, so he like couldn't grasp that, like, he was like, that was a test, right? And he was like, yeah, that was a test. And then it wasn't a test. He was like, I don't understand what you're saying. It was a test. He said it was a test. I was like, no, he's being sarcastic. He was like, no, he said it wasn't a test. I was like, oh, God, here we go.
My kid was the same way with the Shocker, dude. Because I told him, I was like, that guy right there, he's the Shocker. And then, like, boom, he dies. And then he's like, then why did he call him the Shocker? And I was like, son of a bitch.
Here we go.
Let me explain to you, kiddo.
Whoa. This is what we call a transition, son. Gear down. Donald Glover's character in this movie was a little underwhelming. That being said, it was totally fucking awesome.
Wait. Who was he again? My mind went black.
Childish Gambino.
Oh, okay, there it is. I was like, wait a minute.
Dude trying to buy. Dude, the Childish Gambino.
Yes, I know.
He's trying to buy the claw stuff. He is the Prowler, and he mentions his nephew in the movie, which is Miles Morales. Like, they've blatantly acknowledged it. existence of Miles Morales in this universe.
Yeah, he's in and that like, world, that, yeah.
I was just like, that blew my mind that they're just like going to casually reference it here and using Donald Glover as that transition. Like, I just think it's genius. It's a good move. I like it. Is David frozen?
No, I'm here.
No, he's with me.
Oh. Guess not.
It was pretty cool. I mean, like I said, he wasn't a big part of the movie, but I thought his character was cool, especially the first time you see him. He's like, I'm not trying to, what did he say? He's like, I'm just trying to hold some people up. I'm not trying to like rob something. I don't know, it was fucking funny.
I just want to stand up for people. I'm not trying to like kill the planet. Like explosions and shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was crazy, right, man. Like how they just like reverted back to the first Avengers and all the aftermath of that. It feels like that's been going like on for.
Oh, dude, I love that.
And they kind of touched on it. And they're like, "This is what happened."
I love that, and I love the little video diary from Peter, like all before the opening credits. Like I thought that was an extremely great way to start the movie. Now I got a question for y'all. So
here we go.
Before the movie came out, it was all the press conference, Kevin Feige, they all were like, no, she's not it. Now we get into the movie, and we see Zendaya in this movie, who I loved her character in this movie. And then we get the boom right at the end. My friends call me MJ. They've been saying all this time, no, she's not MJ. No, she's not MJ. Now, boom, she's MJ. So I'm 100% okay with this because I loved her character throughout the whole movie. And I think this is like an extremely good way to like develop an even further into like the coming of age, the John Hughes aspect of, you know, she's a total weirdo and super fucking funny in this movie, but they're sophomores in high school. You got 3 years to grow into the Mary Jane that we all know and love.
Yeah.
If she really is going to be the official MJ in this universe. I love it. I loved her character more than I expected to.
Yeah, and it was real cool. Like, I like the way they kind of did it to where you could tell she was crushing on him the whole time. And she was like, nah, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the whole time, but at the end.
You could tell she was like, oh, I don't know where he's at, but he's over here. I don't care about it. But you know what I mean? Like, she just tried to brush it off. But you knew it was like, come on.
Who is this chick? But before she was in this movie, I have no idea who she was. Everyone was making a big deal about
bro,
her.
She's on some bro. Nickelodeon.
Dude, what is she like? She has this like
Casey
one word name.
Yeah, Casey Undercover.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like she's like the Hillary Duff of
you. Obviously, do not watch television with your child, and I'm disappointed in you.
I do not. We don't watch TV.
Oh my god.
My daughter watches Netflix. She's like, my daughter's like a super girly girl. She watches the Barbie and the fucking Monster High and the
dude Zendaya. And she's the main character of the show. So babe, she lives with a family of spies.
Yeah, I have no idea. Zendaya. She fucking steals. She has like a one word name.
Yeah,
like Cher, bro.
Anyway, I mean. I have nothing against her. I just
was making first a of all, deal I know you're not her. Hating on Zendaya.
No, I'm not hating on her. I had no idea who she was.
I will and back Zendaya up.
I don't know. I love Marissa Tomei in the movie, you know. She's looking real good for 52 years old.
I think you cut off at the part where you may have transitioned to Aunt May.
Yeah.
Because from my perspective, it sounded like you were still talking about Zendaya. She's looking real good. I was like, David? I'm going to have to edit this part out. But then you said 52 years old, and I just had to start putting the pieces together. I was like, yeah, she moved on.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no. I said, I'm in love with Marissa Tomei, you know. She's looking real good.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I don't need to take this down as a time slot, then to make sure I edit that out. Let me just cross this off. Potential inappropriate comment. No. All right, cool.
Be sure to monitor and edit.
Yeah, dude, Marissa Tomei killed it. It makes sense. Why is Aunt May gotta be an old lady all the time? This is a perfect
adaption. I just love Tony Stark. How's your aunt doing? And he looks at him and he's like,
that's a Homer line. That's a total Homer line. Like, no joke.
That's like me to David. How's your ending, bro?
David, right? He's like, I know it's a total Homer line because he literally asked me 2 weeks ago how my end was.
Not at all. And then when they're eating at that restaurant, the guy's like, "It's on the house."
Yeah. She's like, "Oh," and he like winks at her. She's like, "Okay."
I think he likes you.
But I'm like,
man.
I was gonna say like,
wow, fucking yeah, science.
She's real like
overload.
Like, yeah, she's real attractive, but she played like such a great aunt. You know what I mean? Like, I was worried about you, and I was this, and I was that, you know? And you could kind of tell, like, she's like, he's all I got, and I'm all he has, so we have to take care of each other. You know what I mean? And,
well, yeah, and then at the end, right. She's all, what the fuck?
Yes, dude! Yeah,
that was fun. That was fun.
I loved that part, dude. That was awesome. I like it that they did that at the last second, though, too.
If I had to pick probably the funniest part of the whole movie for me, though, it would have to be when you see that chair get flipped around and Cap sits down and goes, "So you got detention."
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the teacher say? He goes, "I don't know if I should be showing this because he's like a national
criminal." Because he's a war criminal. Whatever.
And then it cuts to like, "So your body's going through some changes. Let me turn this off." Just fucking button real quick.
Sometimes you wait a long time. It's just not worth it.
When he runs out, he's leaving. He's all waiting.
Right.
No, don't go.
All right, so final review. How many legs out of 8 do you give the movie?
Legs.
I give it 8 legs, dude. I wanted to watch it again, like, the very next day. I really enjoyed it. Shit, I don't know. This is going to be one of those I can't wait to buy when it comes out on DVD so I can watch it like 2 times over on the first day. Like, it was real good, dude.
Yeah, I got to give it the same because, you know, I mean, I love all the MCU movies, but I have to say this is probably the best one in a while. I mean, I even think I liked it more than Guardians 2.
Oh.
I think that I would agree with you. I think I did like it more than Guardians 2 as well. I don't know if I liked it more than Winter Soldier, but I feel like they can't even be compared.
Yeah,
because they're so different.
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm gonna also agree with you guys. I'd have to get this 8 legs out of 8 legs as well, because it's just what a great movie that just transcends age as well. Like, my 7-year-old enjoyed this. My 3-year-old is gonna be so stoked when we take him to go see it too. And I had such a blast with it, man. Like, it's truly one of those movies that like really transcend age and gender, and I assume gender. I'll find out when my wife goes to see it. But it was so much fun. It's just a super fun movie.
Bam! There it is.
Moving on. Topic 2 of the day.
Damn, only 2? Shit.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck. Fuck it. It's just a Spider-Man review episode. Never mind. No more topics.
What was I scratching about?
Just kidding. No, it's not. So, continuing on with Spider-Man. So, the official sequel to the Homecoming movie will take place approximately 14 minutes after Infinity War, launching Phase 4 of the MCU. This is the most breakingest news in the MCU universe right now.
Spider-Man. That must be really breaking because I didn't see that at all, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty neat. And it's kind of interesting to think that, and it's also been talked about, they're saying that Homecoming 2, which is not what it'll be called, but the sequel to Homecoming will also serve as a Civil War type movie. So it will be littered with other characters. That being said, we know Infinity War is going to cut some people off. And if this is launching the next phase, I'm thinking that Spider-Man is going to be playing a more a bigger role in the universe going forward. Maybe even getting to the point where he's going to start leading the Avengers.
Say what? That'd be a huge role for him, though.
Yeah, because who knows what's going to happen to Captain America before then.
Let's all calm down here, right? There's children listening.
Oh, no. Here we go. So, I thought that was a fun fact. Just wanted to share that with y'all. Moving on to more Marvel news. The Warriors TV show has cast its cast. Oh, fuck. That segue sucked.
They have cast their roles, major characters.
Yeah, there you go. It's late, okay? It's been a long week, and I don't even want to hear you say it's only Tuesday, so fuck off. They've cast their major players, okay? I don't know who any of these people are except for two of them, the leads. So, also, I didn't know much about this show. So, apparently, it's going to be a 30-minute styled sitcom, which, for who they've cast so far, seems appropriate. It also kind of seems like in the same vein of Powerless, but Powerless was a kind of a flop, and I'm kind of hoping this is not a flop because I'm super excited about these top two people cast here. And do you want me to break the news or somebody else want to break it?
You do it, bro.
You go for it because I have no idea what you're breaking.
Okay, good, because I was just – great, because I was just stalling until I got to the – actual words I was looking for in this fucking article, which I can't find now. Hello, Cuda.
Okay, well,
God damn it.
So just so I can understand, because I read it too, but I want to make sure I understand to make sure we're on the same page. This is going to be like a comedy, like a sitcom. So situational comedy show, exactly. But it's going to be in the Marvel universe.
Correct.
That's hilarious. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I love me a good sitcom.
This is the word I was looking for. All right, so obviously I had this one. So I'll go with this one first. Derek Thieler has been cast in the leading role of Mr. Immortal. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who the fuck Mr. Immortal is. I'm not familiar with this property at all, but I am very familiar with Derek Thieler. Are either of you familiar with this actor?
No.
He's in this show called Baby Daddy. Have y'all seen this shit?
Never watched it, but I know I've seen you post about it.
Binge the shit out of that on Netflix. It's hysterical. He plays the older brother hockey player, and he is not exactly all there up in the head. And the show is funny, and he is definitely one of the main contributing factors. Like the main cast of five on there, they're all hysterical. So I'm super excited to see him land this role because Baby Daddy just got canceled because they're going to relaunch. They're going to reboot it with a different race, I think, is what they're doing. I don't know. But they just canceled it. They're in their final season. To see him land another sitcom-y role like this, I think he's perfect for this. I'm super excited to see it. Next up, we got – oh, fuck. I'm going to fuck her last name up. Milana Ventrue.
Ventrue.
Did I ask you if you wanted to break the news?
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about.
The news, and you fucking said no. You got the same show notes that we do, David. We're in the same group text together.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You done messed up, A-Ron?
Oh, he literally just said, oh, yeah, we are. Good Lord.
No, I know that, but I wasn't sure.
This is a great episode back. Anybody tuning into this episode is going to be like, ah, now I realize why I didn't miss them last week.
I didn't give a rat's ass.
Anyway, I'm in love with this woman. I've been in love with her ever since I saw her on the AT&T commercials.
So she is playing the coveted role of Squirrel Girl. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Anna Kendrick, move over. The AT&T girl has fucking phoned it in. That was a terrible pun, but I'm a dad, so I can make
it. I liked it. It's like cool. Dad jokes are rad jokes.
I appreciate that.
I was wondering, did he really just say that?
No, man, it was so crazy. So, like, I didn't realize back when I, like, first saw her in the AT&T commercials, I was like, I'm in love with this chick, right? And then after I, like, started seeing her, like, they kept her on in the AT&T commercials. I got to look up this girl's name. So I ended up – this was, like, over a year ago, 2 years ago. Looked up her name, and I realized she's actually – She was like a stand-up comedian for a while. She did like stand-up, and then she would do a like video web series with like other comedians and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she actually had some small roles. And I don't know if you ever saw that show on Netflix, Love. Have you ever watched that show?
I have not.
So you should go check that out. Great show. I forget one of the actresses from Community, and the other is like super dorky looking guy. He's a good actor, but I forget his name. Great show.
Is it a funny show?
It's like a comedy drama. Nah, I wouldn't say drama. It's like a comedy, but there's no like, it's not a laugh track. But it, great show.
Gotcha. Love.
Anyway, she plays the ex of the main character, of one of the main characters, and I'm just like, I'm in love. And then she's also on Silicon Valley as well, like in the very like first season. I don't know if you ever saw that show either on HBO.
But I haven't seen that show either, and this isn't going to help my case either, because apparently she's in the hit show This Is Us as well, which I just haven't watched yet because it looks super sad, but it also looks really good, so it's on our to-watch list, but there's just so much good TV to watch that we're still catching up on. Mm. So I'm excited that she's in this role, but until that comes on, we're currently binging The Killing. Have y'all watched that show?
Have not seen that one.
Dude, it is fucking intense. I've been watching it over the past few weeks, and my wife got like halfway caught up with me last night. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and I was like, turn the TV off!
Where were the other drugs going?
Thank God.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to do that. I'm sorry.
And then also, if you're looking for another good drama, I can't remember if I mentioned this, so I feel obligated to mention it again. Riverdale? There's two other shows. Did I mention it already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, because remember I turned around and I got mad at you because I was like, I posted a picture about that show like 2 weeks ago, and you're like, oh yeah, shit.
Yeah, dude, that show's fucking good. All right, I got another backup one too for that in case I had already mentioned Riverdale. Animal Kingdom. Have y'all watched that show?
No.
No.
Oh my God. It's so good. So basically this kid's mom dies and he goes to live with his grandma and his three uncles. And they're basically, they perform heists. What? Yeah. It's awesome. Season one's on Amazon Prime. Season two's currently airing. Actually, I'm looking at my DVR box right now. It's recording right now. Oh yeah.
He's all good.
Moving on. Out of the world of Marvel. Top this off into the Warner Bros. World. Matt Reeves, who is currently releasing the what's this new fucking Planet of the Apes movie called?
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Yeah. So in promo, so you know, he's doing the press circuit for that movie, which looks amazing. He's been talking Batman, obviously, because he's directing the next Batman movie. He's been pushing, saying, you know, it's gonna be a very noir styled film. You know, which is awesome because Batman is a fucking detective. He comes from Detective Comics, so it's pretty exciting to see that he's going to really utilize that. He's also kind of teased that he's thinking trilogy here. He's thinking trilogy, but wants to really focus on the first one and make it a strong noir Batman flick. And then if he gets the legs, it'll be trilogy.
Do we really need another Batman trilogy, though?
Yes, we do. What is wrong with you?
I mean,
what the fuck?
I don't know. I guess I'm just a super,
so look. I can justify it though. We don't have a Batman trilogy, in my opinion, and in most people's opinion. I don't think we have a solid Batman trilogy. I think Christopher Nolan came so close, but I don't know, man. Batman Begins and The Dark Knight go really hand in hand. But The Dark Knight Rises, I think, is great as a separate movie. And because I'm also kind of biased, though, because Bane is one of my favorite villains of all time. So I'm a little biased. But that movie does not hold up against the other two, I feel.
Really?
And I don't know. By itself, I love it. And I love Bane. But there's so much that I don't like about that movie as well. I like a lot of things standalone. Like, I love Catwoman in that movie, but I don't like that Catwoman is I don't know. I don't like Catwoman's role in the movie. I love Bane, but I don't like that he ends up being just a lackey.
Yeah, but
I hate the Talia al Ghul aspect because it was just like fucking, oh, by the way, I'm Talia al Ghul. Stab. Like, what the fuck? Are you for real?
But, like, I get what you're saying. But they had to make it. So the whole direction of Nolan was Nolan's Batman movies was making it as realistic as possible. Okay, so to backtrack.
That bomb blowing up to five feet off the coast was realistic. No radiation poisoning there. Oh no.
Well, we don't know what happened afterwards, but it wasn't like a
Gotham
super
was fucked. That's for sure.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. But what I was trying to say is just like in real life, like we don't have fucking like some guy fucking in a fucking Batmobile running around the streets of San Antonio fighting crime against, you know, crazy shit. These terrorists, these villains were, in my opinion, realistic. Like in reality, that could happen in reality, even though it probably won't. Everything about these movies was real. If you go look at Dawn of Justice, these are terrible examples, but like Man of Steel, that's all, that's explaining like extraterrestrial, that's explaining, the metahuman, something that's above average. In Nolan's trilogy, it was a closed universe, closed world that was, there was no magic, there was no aliens. It was just a real dude who had real, parent issues and, you know, deep-seated issues that wanted to fucking make sure he saved the fucking day every movie. Like, I don't know. I love Nolan's trilogy.
Nolan's trilogies are great. I mean, and I'm not saying the third movie is bad in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. I think the first two are better, and the third one is good. There's a lot of homage in it. I mean,
The Dark Knight is the best one.
Well, I don't know. I'd debate you on that. Batman Begins is, I don't know. That's tough. It's a fucking great movie, obviously. Yeah. And the third one's great, too. Bane is awesome. I mean, literally, the movie ends with Batman trying to get rid of a bomb. If that doesn't throw back to the Batman 66, like, that's fucking genius thinking. But that's not the point. I wouldn't mind a Batman set in the fucking comic universe, though. I wouldn't mind a trilogy of that.
I guess I wouldn't either, really.
But, like, Homer. When I hear noir driven and I start thinking about Batman as a detective movie, you know what I immediately think of? Mm. The fucking Court of Owls storyline.
Oh, that is a good storyline, though.
Dude, imagine if they adapted that I know you haven't read it, David. Mm-hmm. But like if they adapted this storyline, which that storyline got me back into comics. And it's a genius. Like, it's just mixed so well with in the DC universe, action-oriented, mystery-oriented, and he's a detective in it through and through. And it really tests his limits and his knowledge of his city, and, like, it pushes him through all the boundaries. Like, really, if they just adapt – if Matt Reeves did a trilogy and adapted Scott Snyder's first three arcs, if he did the Court of Owls and then did – to bring Jared Leto back for the second one and do the fucking Death in the Family, and then – in the third one, do a super heavy. Like, dude, that would be so cool.
Let's see, Court of
Owls. We need the trilogy.
Oh, wow. So you know what? And this is almost – it's kind of off topic, but kind of in the same realm. You know, and that reminds me when you said Jared Leto. I remember when I saw Suicide Squad, I was just like, this movie was pretty good, but it was also kind of a letdown. But I watched the extended cut, and the extended cut is – I mean, it makes it like 100 – I mean, not 100 times better, but it makes it like – definitely a couple times better if you watch the extended cut.
Yes. And you know what? Suicide Squad is one of those movies. The more you watch it, the more I like it.
Yeah.
Like, minus the last 30 minutes, though. Like, when they – like, the only part I like – after Deadshot kills all those alien dudes, like, that's really cool. And then I like that fight scene with Diablo. But, like, the whole Enchantress is the bad guy thing was – I didn't like that whole concept, but – that being said, I do agree with you. The extended cut is better. And have you watched the Batman v Superman extended cut?
I have.
Dude, it's like almost a totally different movie. again, makes it better. All right, we're going to close on this note. David, I had heard about this, and then David tagged me in it with more details. And I was like, oh, we got to bring it up. This is pretty cool. Daniel Craig is coming back as James Bond. Mm-hmm. Or is it negotiations to?
Yeah, but it's Dream City wasn't going to do it anymore.
Yeah,
and I think that was more of a negotiation tactic, like, because I mean, really, what's Daniel Craig got going on outside of James Bond? He's in some movie with fucking what's his face? 21 Jump Street kid this year. But aside from that, I don't know what else he's doing.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum. I mean, personally, if I had to choose a James Bond, I'd still choose Idris Elba. But I'd pretty much cast Idris Elba in any role. They're like, he wanted Batman, Idris Elba. He wanted Spider-Man, Idris Elba. Like, I'm not going to lie, I'll cast Idris Elba.
I saw anything. The Dark Tower. Who do you want to play? I saw the Dark Tower trailer for the first time. I can't wait to see that.
You just saw the trailer for it?
I just saw it.
People are ragging on it, and I don't know why.
For
that
real.
That movie looks awesome.
Dude, just the trailer alone.
I don't get why people are ragging on it. And dude, even if the movie sucks, Idris Elba's scenes with him shooting those guns is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, just him reloading.
No denying that.
We got a little sidetracked there, but yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Idris Elba would do that to anybody.
Yeah.
That being said, Daniel Craig may come back, and Christopher Nolan is being considered to direct?
If you go out with the bang.
I think what I read there was that he was considering doing a future installment, maybe not this one, the next one, but if it was going to be rebooted or something like that. I don't know. I think it'd be still really fucking cool to see a fucking Nolan Bond, what he could do with that.
Yes, 100%. Dude, Nolan is like one of those amazing filmmakers that, like, I think right now we just kind of forgotten how good he is because what's his last two movies? Like, Dunkirk looks good, but I mean, it's a war movie. It's kind of
I have no desire to see it.
What? Yeah, and like, I'm not that interested in the story, like the Dunkirk story as it is, but like, that movie looks great and it's going to be beautiful, I'm sure. I never even saw Interstellar, just because of how long it is.
Yeah,
Dude, it's hard for me to commit to a long movie during the week because I got the kids and stuff, and that movie's like almost 3 hours long, so it's tough.
Homer, you haven't seen it?
No.
What? Dude, no. Interstellar was great. I actually, it's one of my Blu-ray movies.
A Blu-ray you get?
I feel like that's not that good of an argument, though, with you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You have the Green Lantern on Blu-ray as well, I mean.
Okay. No, man, I don't understand. I have cast for Meet Wendy. I totally do, but
on Blu-ray?
No, on DVD.
4K, bro. What are you talking about? They made it just for him.
What did you say on Blu-ray? Is that like in a bundle pack? I got that on VHS, bro.
No, Interstellar is such a great movie, man. Y'all definitely need to see that. You know what, man?
Oh, that's the last one he did. I thought he had one other one under his belt that had kind of slipped under the radar. I mean, I'm scrolling through his thing, and I haven't seen all these movies, but like, boom, Memento. Anybody seen Memento?
I haven't seen that one.
You know they're remaking that, right?
Or don't say it? Things like that. I thought we were having a good conversation here. Okay. Don't talk nonsense.
Okay, that's what I heard.
Oh, wait. You know, I think I saw some. Are they doing it as a TV show, though?
No, they're doing it as a movie.
And never mind. That's foolish. David, it's on Netflix, I'm pretty sure. You need to watch that shit immediately.
I do need to see it, but I'm still shocked that y'all haven't seen Interstellar.
I don't know. Everybody was talking about it, and I was just like,
"You haven't seen Memento."
No. I get you. I get you. I'm with you. But I'm shocked because it seems like it would be a movie I would want to see. I'm telling you, man.
It's just long. It's literally the lean time. It's the only thing that stopped me from watching it. I have it on my DVR recorded.
Can we get the theater edit, not the extended cut?
Just sit there and watch it, man. That movie is so great. And, oh, God.
Can you just get – I'll just read the wiki.
Mad Dive.
Don't do that. Because it ends in total Nolan fashion, too.
Don't spoil it.
No, perfect.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Because Memento ends that way.
You think of
one of my favorite movies of all time.
Inception.
Inception is great, but even better than Inception, The Prestige, dude.
Yes.
I loved that movie before I even knew of what a director was.
Yeah.
I loved that
movie. Yeah, it ends like those movies. Like Inception, like for The Prestige, it just has that.
I like that about Nolan. He's a thinking director. He makes you think. And I can get behind that. That's why I need fucking Matt Reeves to do a trilogy of Batman noir films to make me think. David.
Damn, man, I don't want to sit and watch that movie.
Inception. Anyway. Well, you got all the time in the world now, because I think that's going to be a wrap to our show, boys.
All right.
That's what we call it. The 17th terrible transition of this episode.
Yes!
No, it was good. It was good. Y'all check that out. And I really enjoyed today's episode. I had a lot more knowledge about the topics today. Anyway, I'm David.
We know you didn't read the show notes, so I'm glad that you're here.
I was like, come on, David.
Glad there was no trailers to watch this time.
Homer was over here waving his hand like, come on, David, come on, come on. All right.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm no, David. I'm just... You want to try that again, David?
We sure can. Are you going to edit it out later?
Absolutely not. Do you listen to these episodes? I do minimal editing. If there's a break, you know what I do? When I look at the recording, I look for gaps. Like if we all were delayed, I just and I pull all the sound cut. And well, I scratched off that potential inappropriate comment earlier.
Well, yeah, because
but
it might sound.
So no, as far as I'm concerned, no editing involved in this episode.
Every episode is as it.
I actually listened to about half of the episode.
And hey, then... I'm me, baby. That's all you get.
Okay, well, I will take it or leave it again. I'll set it off again. I'm David.
I'm over, guys. See you next time.
And I'm Aaron. Y'all have a great night. Thanks for listening. Welcome back next week on Pocket Knife News. We're going Sharktacular. We're getting ready for Shark Week. So follow us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. And be sure to subscribe if you're listening on iTunes. Talk to you soon.
Peace.
What are you hiding, Peter? I'm just kidding, I don't care. Bye.